Welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and if you are listening to this, that means Muppet Vision 3D has closed. It seems like the day was long off in the future, like it was never really upon us, and yet, it has happened. Now, there's one other thing that is happening if you're listening to this episode, and that's that I'm not on land. My feet are currently on another Disney Cruise Line sailing to Alaska. I have wanted to do this for my entire life, and I was not expecting it to happen now. I thought maybe like in a few years, like, oh, I'll get the whole family together and we'll do it, but a work opportunity presented itself, and I am currently at sea. I can't wait to tell you all about it. But until then, we gotta really take a minute and mourn all that we have lost, because last week was a doozy for a Disney theme park fan. We're gonna get into it in this episode, but there's a lot of information to process there. There's a sure lot. A sure lot is changing, and it really just, I don't know. I keep thinking of that Ed Helms meme from The Office where his character Andy Bernard is just like, I'm paraphrasing poorly, but like, I wish you knew you were in the good old days while you were in them. And that's kind of how I'm feeling about everything. Everything is changing a lot. The way that we approach Disneyland, the way that we enter Disneyland, like the whole entrance is probably going to be different in the future. The version of Magic Kingdom that we've spent our lifetimes with is changing in an unprecedented way, I would say. And now with these huge changes in Muppet Vision and at California Adventure, there's just so much change. And I'm glad that we have a moment to pause and talk about it with one of my absolute favorite people on earth, Andrew Brockfeldman. I won't keep you from him any longer. So stick around for these words from our sponsors, and we will be back with ABF. I'm at Disneyland Resort, and guess who I'm here with?
It's Becky Mankin. Hi, it's nice to see you again with MEI Travel, and I love when we get to get together, because it hardly ever happens.
Just so you can understand how patient Becky is and how much I adore her, is that I fully like worked through multiple mics today, couldn't get the one that I brought to work, and yet we are just huddled at Disney's Grand Californian yelling into my dirty film-covered phone. It's covered in makeup, and Becky's just being an ultimate professional about it, and that's why I love her.
It's like I didn't even notice that until you mentioned it, too.
I'm so sorry, but we're not here to talk about how messy I am as a person. We're here to talk about the incredible deals you can get on a vacation this summer. So Becky, hit me with all the Disney World details.
Let's talk about Disney World, because that's where a lot of you want to go for the summer, and man, they're making it easy for you. They still have this offer going for Disney Plus subscribers to enjoy great rates at the Disney Resort Collection hotels. It's valid for travel from June 29th to July 31st. So you can see that little fiction of time that they're trying to get people in there, which is great. They also have 30% off on their hotels as well from August 1st to October 11th, but the one you really should be interested in.
Oh, pause for monorail, guys.
Actually exciting.
We're really here.
Mickey on it. That's here. Awesome. Well, see, that was actually that perfect pause, because the exciting one is that they're offering the free dining plan for kids ages 3 to 9 for bookings in 2026.
Notice, wait, I didn't know this.
Yes.
Wait, I didn't know this. This is why I need this segment on this podcast, because I didn't know this.
I know, because you got so much else that you're trying to do around here. So it's get a free dining plan for kids 3 to 9 when you purchase any of the packages for a room at the Disney Resort Collection. So the dining plan is a great addition, and it's free in 2026. So you can't miss out on that if you're trying to think about your vacation next year.
Does that even apply to like holiday season 2026?
I'm sure there's going to be some terms and conditions in there. For this point, I would actually ask, because you never know. They're trying to fill some spaces that they're, you know, may see a little bit of lightness, and this is the way you go about it. You save and have a great time at Disney and get free dining.
Wow. We will be back with Becky later in the show. Thank you so much, Becky.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
As you obviously know, we're here to talk about Muppet Vision 3D. But we're not just going to discuss the sorrow surrounding its closure, which happened mere days ago. This attraction represents so much more than just Jim Henson's legacy. It's the nexus of community for a certain kind of Disney fan. In my career, never have I seen a closure that brought people together in this way. Disney's Hollywood Studios was slammed on its final day, with people flying and traveling in to pay their respects. And I know that things are only going to get sadder and heavier once the construction walls go up. But thankfully, saying goodbye to Muppet's Courtyard is not something we have to do alone. Enter Andrew Barth Feldman, who just over a week ago dropped what I'm calling our sorrowful Muppets anthem. Or if you're Jewish, a Muppety Mourner's Kaddish. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. And if you do, you know you're probably about to cry. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Andrew himself, welcome to the podcast. You gotta go back and listen to our very fun interviews, both with him, his first appearance on Very Amusing as a hidden Mickey, and also from our extensive interview aboard the inaugural sailing of the Disney Wish with Josh Bassett. That one is a gas. I had 3 espresso shots before, and I was in the zone more than I ever have been before. It was one of my all-time favorite episodes. We don't talk about it enough. How wild to do a podcast recording on a cruise ship with 2 of the coolest guys? Anyway, I'll put it in the links in the show notes. You should check it out. Anyway. Andrew Barth Feldman is unequivocally one of the great talents of our time. Perhaps you've heard him singing in the starring role of Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway, seen him act opposite Jennifer Lawrence in the blissfully fun No Hard Feelings. I've seen it about 4 times. It's incredible. I'm sorry, he voiced Dopey? I'm looking at IMDb. He voiced Dopey in the new Snow White? How did I miss that? Oh, man. Anyway, the man bops from screen to stage back again constantly and is what I can accurately dub a quadruple threat. He writes, he sings, he acts, and he cares as much about Disney parks as we do. Which means if there was ever going to be a song of our sorrowful summer, nobody else could have written it but him. It's called Thank You, Muppet Vision 3D, and it's everything you've been feeling about this attraction's closure wrapped up into one 3-minute and 43-second track. If you don't believe me or simply haven't had the chance to listen to it yet, let me play you a bit of it right now.
Thank you, Muppet Vision 3D. Nevermore will I crane my neck. Get a view of the Swedish chef behind me. I love you, Muppet Vision 3D. Now and then when my eyes are closed, I feel your goggles atop my nose. But not before I take my seat. You'll always be a part of me, Muppet Vision 3D. Top of list, even when you're monstropolis, and I don't know who I'm meant to be. Whoa, you'll always be a part of me. Muppet Vision 3D. When the monsters have overtaken and a whole nation's heart is breaking, I will still visit Disney World, cause I also love Monsters, Inc. When they've torn down your final post. Will you think of me? Will you come to Harryhausen's for a drink with me? As we remember the days when the walls were replaced, orchestra penguins came.
Okay, it's unreal, right? Jesus Christ, it's so good. I was only going to put it like a 30-second snippet, but I couldn't stop myself. I simply could not cut the track. It was too good. The video is also exceptional. A perfect shot of Andrew seeing the attraction and paying his respects to our beloved Muppet Courtyard with a glorious surprise towards the end. That's all I'm going to say. And the minute I saw it, I felt so compelled to, one, yell at him how good it was, and two, have him on the podcast to discuss what he created, the journey behind writing this song, producing the record, and how this music video really came together. Having Andrew here to share in our grief in this impromptu Muppet funeral is the biggest thrill I'll have till I get my hands on Electric Mayhem and Rock and Roller Coaster in 2026. So grab the Kleenex, cue up the Penguin Orchestra, and let's dive into our grand goodbye with Andrew Barth Feldman.
Hi.
Hi. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you. Where are you? Are you at home?
I'm at home. This is my office.
Wow. Wait, I don't know if I've seen this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's very Harry Potter candy shop inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Epcot shelf I really like.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Everything's good. I finished this play a couple weeks ago. We had a world that was really wonderful. And so now I'm just around. I'm supporting Miss Helen J. Shen in this crazy time of the Tony Awards and all of that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, wonderful insanity, which has been great.
I mean, as a Californian, I'm so out of the loop. Like, if I was in town, I would have obviously seen it. I haven't yet. But just to know, like, oh, that's your partner's name. And now...
Yep, here we are. No, it's been amazing, and it's been completely unsurprising at sort of every turn for me personally. But because she's obviously incredible, and I've always known that she's incredible, and the show is just phenomenal.
I guess with no further ado, Andrew Barth Feldman, welcome back to Very Amusing.
Carly, thank you so much for having me. I wish it were under more positive circumstances.
I completely agree, because I don't visit New York as much anymore, so I really only get to see you once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I love to hang out with you any chance I can, but listen, you know, sometimes the perk of a funeral is seeing a bunch of your loved ones all together.
That's
the thing.
And
that is what this is.
It can be joyful. It can be joyful to celebrate life in addition to death.
How are you feeling as the closure is extremely imminent? It will, by the time this comes out, it will have happened. But
it will have happened already. Muppet Vision 3D. Ooh, wow. We'll be gone by the time this comes out. And I feel rather dark about that, I'm realizing. If I'm like really getting in touch with how I feel about it, knowing that I've seen it for the last time is really very sad. Really, really very sad. But I have said my goodbyes.
And you have said all of our goodbyes.
As is visible to the world. And so that, because of that, I feel more closure than I think I otherwise would. I feel like I've gotten to lift us all in the grief, and sort of hopefully create something that we can grieve around and be a part of that process. Because certainly making it has been a part of that process for me. It's been a real labor of love and grief and the ridiculousness that the Muppets themselves have imbued me, another Muppet, with.
This is why I'm so happy you could come on the podcast, because I need to hear how this sorrowful anthem began.
I really only kind of remember the origin. I remember I was filming a movie called Poetic License, which will be coming out hopefully soon. It seems like we're going to do festival stuff, but it's Mod Apatow's directorial debut. It's going to be great. And I played opposite Cooper Hoffman, who I met on Saturday night and who was a really good friend of mine. And we had brunch the morning that I found out Muppet Vision 3D was closing. And he didn't know what that was. But I remember saying, I just need you to know this is going to be a really hard day for me. And he thought really something really bad had happened to me and my family. And in a way, it did.
In a way, it had.
It was right around Thanksgiving. And I went home for Thanksgiving really thinking about Kermit and our friends. And I just felt like I had to do something. I felt like I couldn't let this moment pass me by. And there were a few times in my career on the internet where I have sort of met a moment through music. And this felt like a moment not only that I could meet, but that I wasn't sure anyone else could meet, and that I felt like uniquely compelled to bring into the light for those of us who maybe didn't know how to talk about this kind of disenfranchised grief. So I was home for Thanksgiving and I said to my brother, I think I want to do a song for Muppet Vision 3D and do a big music video, and we like film it in the parks and we do a whole thing. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to go write that right now. Cause when I'm on Long Island, that's like really the, like one of the only times I get to play on a grand piano. So we were like sitting at Thanksgiving dinner and I like got up in between food and dessert and went to the piano and started writing the song and wrote the chorus and showed it to him. And he was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, this is, you should keep going with this. I sort of, when there's something that I want to do that I feel like if I don't really hold myself accountable to it, it's just not going to happen. I rope a bunch of people in really early on. And so I did that with Matt, my brother Matt, and I did that with Dan Rudin, who ended up producing the track. And we were talking about maybe writing it together, but it was became very clear very quickly that he didn't know what this was. And so he was like, I will follow you wherever, but I don't know what this is. But
yeah, you cannot bring a co-writer in who doesn't understand understand like the glasses reference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just sort of then I feel like I finished it on the plane back to Georgia. I finished writing the song. And then I made like a piano demo. And then the next thing was the trip. My brother and I took our sort of grief trip. It was kind of like I haven't seen the movie A Real Pain, but I think it was kind of like that. our grief trip to say goodbye to Muppet Vision 3D. And so we like really planned it out. Like I had a full shot list of everything that I wanted to get, and then like sort of see what else we had. Kevin Perger actually joined us that day. And was walking around
with
us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Kevin in a second.
We will definitely talk about him because he's a crucial, crucial part of this operation. But he was there with us that day filming. And so we did like I think we saw Muppet Vision 3D two or three times that day because we saw it once to see it and not film anything and be like, this is our sort of sacred moment to just take it in and also provide a bit of ethos for ourselves in making the video. And then we just were filming most of the rest of the day. Because if you're going to spend a whole day at Hollywood Studios, you can do some projects.
Oh, for sure. And just all of the different shots that you have, it clearly wasn't something you casually did in 5 minutes before a show.
Yeah, no, this was a whole thing. I knew we needed everything, a Rock and Roller Coaster, things coming out of the exit. And the song had to be done so that I could be lip syncing stuff. So that was where the piano demo came in. Anyway, we filmed that whole day.
When was that trip?
January.
Oh, you've been sitting on this for a long time.
That's right. And the plan was to have it come out a week before Muppet Vision closed, which gave me like a great amount of time to sort of procrastinate it. And then in the last, like everything else about the video besides that filming happened in the last like 3 weeks. Like Kevin was already on board and I had made storyboards, which I actually have. I have them sitting on my desk and I'm not sure why. I guess I just can't throw them out, but like these insane storyboards of me and Kermit in the hot air balloon and stuff. This was me like frantically
in a hotel in Toronto.
This is fully like
imagine you're early plans for a ride on a napkin. That's what
truly.
This is.
I mean, 100%.
Also, your Kermit is not bad.
Thank you. There's one really troubling image. I don't know where it is. Oh, here it is. Yeah. This one's pretty good. Like, gives you an idea of, like, what we were going for. Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible.
And in the last month, basically, I filmed the blue screen stuff. Kevin composited Harryhausen's and CGI Kermit and all of that. I filmed the stuff in my apartment. Dan made the track. Hannah mixed the track. And that was that. Talking about this is so funny because it's like, I don't know how to talk about it without seriousness. And I don't know how to, I feel insane. I feel like an insane person. I really, really do. Because this whole thing was like, oh, this is going to be a big bit. And it's going to be people's favorite thing. And that's the goal. And it's been taken like really earnestly, which I very much appreciate because I love this thing. And clearly it's taken earnestly because people earnestly love this thing. And it is a genuinely sad moment for a lot of people. Yeah. So to touch that was what I meant to do, but surprising how much of the reaction to the video that's really taken up is that this is expressing something that needed to be expressed. I'm thankful for that.
And the timing is impeccable. Waiting until the very end to give us something is great because also we are going to need this for when the walls go up.
For when the walls go up.
This is
That's its
be...
own song. That's like oh the act two opener, when the walls go up.
Oh my God, part two.
And there's pixie dust. Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. I mean, obviously, we have a lot to get into, and I know we're going to get into what lies on the other side of those walls. And I'm excited. I got to tell you, I'm really, really excited about Monstropolis.
I really appreciate that in your song, because we're all Disney fans, we're all Muppet fans, that you called that out, that it wasn't just all Muppet focused, and you discussed the dance between liking these both properties, but having to say goodbye to one to get the other.
Yeah, that's life. That's life. Things come and go. Doors open and close. And Disney.
And they fly by on a roller coaster.
Like these theme parks actually provide for people like us who like really, really love them. They actually provide great practice for life and saying goodbye to things and people that we love and cherishing what we are left with and what comes next and what there is today. The park, what it is today, that's what it is on this trip. That is the story I'm being told is what the park is today. And I treasure that.
That is all I've been thinking about this past week because so much has happened. They announced more details for Tom Sawyer Island, for the Cars stuff that's going into Magic Kingdom. They announced huge changes at Disney California Adventure. Like the entrance to Disneyland may never be the same again. The Monsters Inc. ride in California is going away. And it really, like all of this just reminded me to just be grateful for what we have because it can change at any time. Nothing is guaranteed. And that works for parks and life. And your song echoes that so beautifully.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
It's really like, Andrew, like, the song is almost better than it had to be. It is so good.
That is, see, and I hope that is on my tombstone. I hope that my ethos is better than it had to be. That's, I think, the funniest thing in the world is when something is better than it has to be.
It's so like, it works outside of the world of theme parks. It has levity. It talks about what we're getting rid of and what's coming. It's beautiful. I mean, the production is incredible.
That's all Dan and Hannah. I got to shout out Dan Rudin, who if you've seen Third or Prize on YouTube or Instagram, that's if you've seen the video of me singing Popular from Wicked. All Dan's brain making those arrangements. He is a true, wonderful genius. And I love working with him and his partner, Hannah, who's mixed all of those tracks as well. The two of them are amazing and did this just for fun. They're awesome.
How much time passed between you finishing the song and then you working on it with them? And how much of it changed from that early version?
The song itself didn't change at all. I finished the song probably in November or December. Wow. And the song itself, especially because we had filmed it, like the lyrics didn't change. I went to Dan's apartment. This is exactly how it happened. I went to Dan's apartment probably 2 weeks ago. And I said, whatever happens in the next few hours that I'm sitting here, that's the amount of work I'm asking you to do on this. I don't want you to touch it once I leave this apartment of yours. That's it. And so in 5 hours he made that track. Just from pure artistry of Dan Rudin. And Hannah mixed it that night in about 2 hours. That was exactly the amount of effort that I wanted everybody to put in this. I just happen to know extremely talented and brilliant people. And that is a real gift.
Unbelievable. Now, tell me more about how Kevin from Defunctland got involved in the actual video production of it.
Yeah, he was there that day that we were filming. And that was because when I go down to Florida, I text him and sometimes we'll spend a day there together. And it was so fun, especially it was just me and my brother and him. And I mean, to walk around the Disney parks with Kevin Perjurer is pretty amazing. You learn some things you never thought you'd know. And that's like, that scratches a part of your brain that you don't really get anywhere else. So that was pretty amazing. He was with us that day and we were talking about it. So he had listened to the song, he knew it. And I think it was a little while after that I was like, I think there has to be a CGI Kermit. I mean, I knew that there had to be a CGI Kermit, but I was worried that it would be maybe too, not Uncanny Valley, but maybe a little too Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life. That's what I was worried about. Yes. Evoking.
Yes.
And that, like, I kind of did want to evoke that, but was that the right angle to take? So maybe at the end of the day, we'd end up just using like a PNG of Kermit. Maybe we'd film a puppeteer. I know so many talented puppeteers from Little Shop of Horrors. So maybe it would have been that. So I sort of asked Kevin, like, first of all, do you think this is a good idea? And he said, yes, I'll do it, but it won't be good. And I said, that's what I want.
That's on his tombstone.
Yeah, I'll do it, but it won't be good. Yeah. And then again, as always, though, it's always better than it has to be. Everything he makes, everything he touches, he's just brilliant. So that was really, really cool. We've been friends for a while now and have collaborated on a couple of things. Some public, my Park Map show, my 54 Below show, he was my consultant on. And some things we've just been sort of kicking around for a while. We're really, he's just a wonderful guy. And I love the people that I can sort of pass a creative ball around with. Like, that is the greatest, those are the greatest, most rewarding relationships to me. And with him, that's very true. I can bring him anything and be like, give it to me straight. What do you think about this? And can we do it together?
Yeah. And together you created something that no other group of people could have ever created.
That's exactly right. I was like, I could ask like a visual effects artist to do this. Not that I know any, but like I could like ask you for a name or something. But like, is that person going to understand what I'm trying to do?
About the reaction, because I saw that, did I see this correctly, that even the Muppets commented?
Yes, the official Muppets account commented. There was a comment from the gentleman, I actually just saw this, the gentleman who wrote Muppet Vision 3D, which is pretty amazing. And I have to find his name, because I couldn't believe it. His name is Bill Prady. Commented on the YouTube.
Oh, yes, one of
the
great joys. Of course, Bill
said,
Brady,
one
yes.
of the great joys of my life was writing Muppet Vision 3D. It was the last thing Jim directed and the last time he played Kermit the Frog. Thanks so much for this, Andrew. I mean, come on. Like, come on. This is awesome.
This praise is all I wanted. The original source.
This is all I wanted, was for us to be able to say, okay, all right. Yes, this was a really wonderful thing that we all really loved, and now it's going, and that's what it is. We need to make some space for that. So that feels reinforced by the Muppets commenting, by Mr. Prady commenting. It's been amazing. It's been amazing, the reaction. And people are still talking to me about it every day, in my actual physical real life. People who didn't know what Muppet Vision 3D was now care about it and like now know what it is.
This video turned people into
this video literally many people I know are like, I did not know what this was before this video, and now I'm depressed that it's gone.
Oh my god.
Which is awesome. It's been also just great to educate the people, you know what I mean, and to say this is something that mattered. But really, the what you hope with everything that you make is that it'll be some people's favorite thing. There's a lyric in the musical title of show. And somebody said recently that maybe it was a quote from something else, but there's a musical called Title of Show. And it says, you'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing. And that feels really true. And I feel like I made this for cast members. I made this for people that care about the Muppets, but haven't been able to go to Florida in a while and see Muppet Vision 3D in person. And for us, and we found it. It found its audience, and that was, I trusted that that would happen, and it did, and I'm thankful for that.
And we are so grateful to you for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, Carly.
Oh my God, please. The one thing that isn't fully explicitly covered in your video is how you feel about Muppets going to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to hear all of it.
It's sort of a thing that I can't speculate about because I don't know what that means. Like,
fair.
You know what I mean? I don't know what that means. What do you mean the Muppets are going to Rock and Roller Coaster? I believe you. I don't know what their house is going to look like until they move in and decorate. You know, like
that is,
great.
That's a pretty balanced take.
Listen, should Muppet Vision 3D be at Sunset Showcase and the Villains show we could save for Magic Kingdom? Maybe it should be exactly that. And then we could have a little sort of other Muppets courtyard that's even more expanded than the one that we had before, and that real estate is perfect for it. Sure, but I'm not the one making these decisions, Carly.
I completely agree. I think that there was a lot of discussion originally when this news broke that, you know, it was either Monsters was either going to go here or the area where Ariel is. And yep. Things fell as they may, and it did not happen, which is disappointing. Yep. But I feel grateful at the end of the day, personally, that we whined enough that we got a roller coaster.
Yeah. Like, we got a whole roller coaster of them.
There's
and that's
not
great.
A chance that was in the plans before we all freaked out. There's no way. There's just
yeah,
no
they
way.
Had it. I feel like they had like an index card in their back pocket that was like Muppet Roller Coaster. And then we all started freaking out and they were like, okay, Muppet Roller Coaster. It's great. It's great. All I can really hope for, and I have like a version of this that I think would be great, which is, and this is a version that I think my brother and I devised, which is that they're sort of the hosts of Rock and Roller Coaster, but there are sort of rotating musical guests.
Very Muppety.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So every few months you bring in a new musical guest who's maybe, you know, this could be a promotion of a new album. Sabrina Carpenter, we're going to do Rock and Roller Coaster with Sabrina Carpenter, but it's the Muppets. And you film a day with Sabrina Carpenter. The Muppets are interviewing Sabrina Carpenter. That's the pre-show. And then you go in, you've got figures of the Electric Mayhem, like animatronics a la Muppet Vision 3D playing Sabrina Carpenter's music. And then and that's before the launch. So in the launch, we have Dr. Teeth, the Electric Mayhem, jamming. We go on the ride and it's whoever this musical act is. And that, I think, is the best version. Is it going to be that? I don't know. Maybe it'll be just the Muppets and the ride is moving right along. And or it's whatever that one song is from the Muppet movie. What's that song that Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem sing? That song. Picture this. Picture that. Something like that. Maybe it'll be that. What I really am holding out hope for is figures. I really would love to see in the flesh Dr. Teeth and in the fuzz, I suppose. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Because Muppets lend themselves so beautifully to animated figures. It just seems like it's right there. So that's really, really all I can hold my breath about.
I have two hopes. One is unlikely, but I would love to see live puppeteering. I would love that. I would love this attraction to force Disney parks to hire puppeteers all day. That'd be a dream. We had them at a time and then they were taken away when the Muppets were in Liberty Square. Like, I want it back. And this seems like it would be so cool to just hire a slew of puppeteers to make it happen. And then the other thing I'm hoping for is that this is a ride that fully exits through the gift shop. So I am hoping and praying that we get full tilt new Muppets merch. Like, I'm talking floor to ceiling, endless Muppets merch specifically designed for the exit of this ride.
Yes, that is such a thrilling idea, and I believe that it's possible.
I mean, we will buy things. That's what Muppet fans do.
We spend so much money on Muppet things.
embarrassingly. Also, by the way, the sweatshirt you wore in the video, fantastic.
Yeah, that was a gift from Helen J. Shen. That was a gift from my partner.
Oh. Is it vintage?
I don't think so. No, it's Disney branded. No,
Got it.
Yeah, it's Disney branded. But how good is that? He's holding a little flower. It's black. It's unbelievable. It's perfect.
If I saw this after being twisted round and round on a roller coaster in a gift shop, it would be mine.
Take my money, please.
Oh, my God. Is there anything we haven't discussed about your brilliant, wonderful project that you would like to chat about?
No. The hope is that it speaks for itself. We've discussed the process. You know, I hope it helps in our grief. That's all.
It really does, because so much of the goodbye parade for Muppet Vision 3D were these kind of informal meetups. I went to one a few months ago that was Muppet Prom, which was upstairs at Pizza Rizzo in the room with the disco ball.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was. I flew all the way there. I flew myself and my child all the way there to attend, and it was worth it.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it was sick. And we just like took over the space, but we forgot that it's, you know, it's a Disney restaurant, so they have a soundtrack playing, but the songs aren't playing all the time. So we'd like wait a few minutes, and then we'd be like, oh, the electric slide. And then everyone was dancing. Like, it was amazing. But there's been other
Muppet
versions
Prom is
of that.
Great.
There's been all these like unofficial meetups, and a lot of people can't attend them. So your song really gave people a touch point to say goodbye collectively. And we're all so grateful to you for it.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you so much. It means the world. I'm very thankful. I don't want it. From what's on the internet, like, it's all so angry when these things close. Everybody's so mad, and I get it. That's anger is a stage of grief. You know, we are angry. We bargain. We're depressed, etc. But how about acceptance? How about we try a little, if we're going to be intentional about something, if we're going to share something, let it be acceptance.
My God, beautifully put. These parks really do prepare us for adult life.
I know, right? Isn't that wild?
It's crazy. The most loss I've had in my life is probably in the past 10 years of things closing.
Things closing. Wow, I'm so sorry, Carly.
It's okay. Listen, I accept the change is just a natural part of life. Yeah. And this has to happen. It's tough, but then it happens. And then sometimes you really miss stuff. Like, I really miss Osborne Family Lights. Like, I really wish I was still there.
Oh, God.
But we have new things and new experiences. And they are going to continue spending money in those parks forever and ever and ever. So
we
need to be positive and reap the benefits.
Yes. We move forward into the future. And we make the things that inspire us. That's all.
I really can't believe you left the Thanksgiving dinner table, which is like the ultimate sit down, do not move, eat all day meal. And you were like, I gotta go. I gotta leave the best food holiday of the year to go plug up.
My family is really small, and Thanksgiving oftentimes is really, really intimate. It's just a couple of us having dinner. And it's intentional, but it's like everybody's kind of all over the place. So it wasn't too out of the question. In fact, I would say normally I get up at some point to go play the piano, but this was with a particular a goal in mind, for sure.
A real urge behind it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, what else is going on in your life that we can tell people about? Do you have anything coming up that people should check out or listen to or prepare to buy tickets for or go make a date to go see a movie? Any of the
No,
things?
Man. Nothing. I got nothing.
That's not true.
I think it is. I did this play, We Had a World, that I loved. We'll see what the future holds for that. There's like things that I'm sort of gearing up for, but nothing. I'm just kind of in New York being a person and having a good time and living life. So that's all. How are you? How is your child?
She's great. She's a full person now. She talks.
Oh my God.
She bosses me around. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I am leaving Sunday. I'm like tomorrow. No, Sunday to go on a Disney Alaska cruise.
Ooh, wait, what ship?
The Wonder.
The Wonder.
Yeah. An oldie.
Okay.
An oldie, but a goodie.
You've done the Treasure. Yes. You've been.
I have done the Treasure. Yes.
Okay. Wow. I mean,
We got to get you on the Destiny.
Tell me about it, Carly. Tell me.
Just
about
start
it.
Writing songs about cruise ships.
Now I'll have to write a song about the Disney Destiny, I guess. Heroes and villains? No,
yeah.
That's okay.
Ooh,
I write one. This is not a thing I do now. This is not, I'll say that. This is not something that I start doing now, is writing songs and
watch
and
2027. It's like new parade debuts with music by Andrew Barth Feldman.
See, that's great. That I'll do. But writing YouTube and social media songs, no, it's a special moment that called for this for sure.
You have to be called to it.
I have to be called to it. That's absolutely right.
Do you have any Disney plans for the future? Any trips?
Nothing booked because we're waiting to go back to Florida until Helen has a second from her show and we can go to Epic Universe. And our friends Sam and Josh, who we did our last trip with, who are both in theater as well. Like, we all our schedules need to intersect so that we can go to Epic Universe and do like 4 days there. And then that's kind of our plan, is to just like do a bunch of just Epic Universe.
Ooh.
And then hit Universal and then hit Disney for a couple of days, but really, really plant our feet spending our time with Victoria Frankenstein. And then when she's done with the show, we are going to Japan, but we don't know when that's going to be exactly yet. But that is like a set in stone, whatever the timing is. We're going to Japan and we're doing Tokyo Disney, both of us, for the first time.
You've never been?
I've never been. We did Shanghai, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing.
So that was really cool. But so now I still have Tokyo and Hong Kong on my to-do list.
I just think there's going to be moments at Tokyo Disney Sea where your face will just be blank.
Oh my God. I really do my best to not look at anything when there's something new. So I've seen more of the Beauty and the Beast ride than I care to, but not all of it. I really haven't seen Fantasy Springs. Like, I kind of don't, I sort of know what it looks like, but I haven't seen the rides. I haven't seen it. So I'm preserving that moment. So I'll try and capture it.
Oh my gosh. And I'll cut you loose momentarily, but I need to know, it sounds like you're most excited for Monsters Unchained at Epic, but is there anything else that you're really excited or looking forward to there?
I'm definitely most excited for Monsters Unchained and Dark Universe for sure. That's my vibe. But I'm pretty excited about The Untrainable Dragon. I am really, really excited. And Isle of Berk. I mean, Helen is a huge How to Train Your Dragon fan, so that's the thing that we've been the most like. I'm not on TikTok. She is. So all of the TikToks I've seen of Epic Universe are just Isle of Berk because it's their TikTok. But Untrainable Dragon, I'm really, really, really excited about. I'm excited about the Animal Circus show.
Yes, yeah, Sir
Harry Arcanine. Potter.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about everything. I'm really, really excited about Epic Universe. And just to kind of have an opinion, I want to spend multiple days there to see each land at different times of day. That is really the main thing. And I want to stay at the Helios. I really want to do it. So this is the first major theme park opening in America in my lifetime. So I've watched every single one of Alicia Stella's videos as it was being built. Like, I would like be like, Helen, they just put in freestyle Coke machines. Like, this is like, like, I really, really was keeping up with it. So, and now I've stopped. I haven't looked at anything since.
That's what I did too. I went on a full Alicia Stella media blockout.
Yeah.
Just boop, done. Yeah. And I'm like going back and listening to all the podcasts now that I've been. So I'm
right. Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to do that. Yeah. So we're trying to do that maybe in the fall, because we also want to let the summer go by, let all the people working there like sort of know how it runs, and also it won't be so hot down there.
Yes.
That's the plan. I don't know anything. I haven't watched a lick of Monsters Unchained. I just saw those little clips of those guys.
Igor.
I don't even know. I don't know about Igor.
Oh my god. You're gonna.
I just know about the Dracula screaming and things like that. Oh my god. I'm so excited. Jesus. Oh,
you're gonna have so much fun.
I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm gonna lose my absolute mind.
Oh well, you might have to. I might make you come back and talk about it.
I would love to.
Andrew, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast and talking to us about really the best song I've probably ever heard in my whole life.
Carly, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime. Truly.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm back with Becky. We are at Disneyland, and she has, guess what, Disneyland discounts to tell you all about. I'm turning it over to Becky.
And of course, this is really important right now because we're here to see all the great new things for the 70th, yeah, which are coming right around the corner. And you can experience this too because you can save up to 20% on select rooms at the Disneyland Resort Sunday through Thursday from May 16th all the way to August 14th. And you have to just book it by July 31st. So you can come see the new, all the new things that you've been talking about of the 70th and get all that great merch. And I have watched you looked at all the food and beverage stuff that's out there. So I know that you're going to be telling all of them about all these great things. But of course, if Disneyland isn't on your docket for summer, just a real quick one, Royal Caribbean, we have an exclusive deal, which is a soda package for two, which is a great value included in your cruise if you book by June 12th for the sailing window all the way through 2025.
Wow. And I'll let you guys know, I haven't been on Royal Caribbean yet. I was supposed to go soon. I was supposed to be with Becky hanging on a cruise ship. It didn't happen because of something else that's coming that I haven't told you about that I'll tell you about soon. But Becky has been evangelizing me about Royal Caribbean, and I will be going on a sailing sometime in the future, and I'll report back because... Oh, someone just dropped so many plates. Oh, no. No, no. See, that's a sign that I have to go.
It is, because that just means the Mickey bar is calling you. It's like you need to eat, and the Mickey bar, the ice cream bar covered in chocolate is calling you from the other room.
That is the universe being like, yeah, you should have gone on the cruise with Becky. You should have.
See, I told you so. There's my I told you so moment.
Anyway, don't sleep on Royal Caribbean. Those cruises are fantastic. I've been on them before I did this job, and I will be on them again soon. But thank you all, and remember, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, mousefantravel.com/amusing for all of your travel needs. Bye!
Hi, Carly. This is Angela, and I have maybe a mini mystery for you. Last year, my friends and I stayed for the very first time at the Disneyland Hotel Villas. Magical experience. Loved it. And when we walked into their lobby, the smell that hit our nostrils was just absolutely amazing. And we even commented about it to some of the cast members there. And I know that the Disneyland Hotel, I think, has its own signature smell. This smells different and, I dare I say, better than the Disneyland Hotel itself, the main tower. And I was wondering if you happen to know or could find out what this smell is. Is it also a signature? I would love for my home to smell like this. I don't know if it's a long shot, but thank you in advance. Bye.
Hi. Oh my gosh. This is the perfect, very amusing call, because I have an answer for you, but I want to preface it by saying you might not like it. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance. So typically the way that I handle Churros Hotline calls is that before I reach out to PR or a source or someone to kind of get an expert opinion on it all, I tend to just tool around online to see if anyone's discussing it or if anyone has any information. And while doing that, I came across multiple Plan Disney posts that all kind of fed into each other about this subject, specifically at the Disneyland Hotel and the Villas, the separate new building that is at the Disneyland Hotel. Sidebar, Plan Disney has gotten really good, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the podcast, but they actually answer your questions now in a way that's very helpful for SEO. Like, you're able to kind of find the random little tidbits that you need for your trip, but they also answer as a real person. They're not a disembodied voice of Disney. Like, you know, the Parks blog voice is very like Disney, even though there's different authors, like, you know, people have been reading through those drafts and posting it like that. This feels a little more like a friend is telling you an answer. And I love that. I love Plan Disney. I think they're really great. And I use them as a resource. And I think you should too. Anyway, when I looked for this, I came across a post by Al. My guy, Al. I see Al at a number of Disney events. We always stop and chat. If you're listening, hi, Al. Hi. I miss you. It's been forever. So someone did pose a similar question. And when Al answered it, he actually referenced multiple other people who had asked similar questions. So I was able to cobble together an answer for you. So essentially, a few of the earlier posts mentioned that the special blend of aromas that you find inside the Disneyland Hotel, and they seemingly grouped the Disneyland Hotel with the Villas, that new building. So apparently that blend of aromas is called, quote, this is a real name, magic. The name of the scent is, quote unquote, magic. And it is specially formulated for the hotel by a third-party fragrance company. It is not available for purchase. And it is a tropical, fruity scent that they cannot sell directly to us. They also mentioned that Grand Californian has its own signature scent pumped in, which is cool, but that's separate. So here's where things get a little more interesting. I looked at Al's post specifically because they asked about this company Aroma 360, and it appears that, again, Al reiterates that the scent is a proprietary scent called Magic and it's not for sale. He even asked if they could break down the scent into its elements and was unsuccessful. Al going the extra mile for us, which I appreciate. But Al also spoke to Aroma 360 and asked if anything was used at Disney Resort Hotel, and they just really couldn't. It's not from them. It's not from them. I think there might have been a tie that people thought they were too related. It is not from them. So, sadly, unfortunately, I know what the scent is called. It's called Magic. It seems fruity, but there seems to be no way to buy the actual scent. I wish that Disney would kind of realize how good of a sales opportunity it is to sell things like this, like even candles that smell like different things. I really think Disney should be like looking at what third-party companies do and be like, we should be selling that also, and then just do it themselves and make. I know they've done that with products sometimes, like just do it to make scented candles and things. So sadly, it is not available for purchase. But if I ever hear anything about you getting Magic pumped into your house, I will let you know. I'm very amusing. Thank you so much for calling, and I'm sorry for the bad news, but at least we have an answer, maybe. Still feels bad. I'm sure there is a third party scent or fragrance or candle out there if you search that is similar to the smell, but the actual smell, sadly, we are unable to find. Thank you so much for calling, and listen, keep calling me about scents. I love looking into this stuff. That's our show. Thank you all so much for listening, and a very, very special thank you to Andrew Barth Feldman, who I think is our possibly most recurring guest on this podcast. To say that is bananas. For someone who is, I don't know, one of the most talented people in the entire freaking world, the fact that we get to hear that theme park genius's thoughts about everything from Cruise Line to Muppets to everything in between is a blessing, and I am grateful that that happens here in our little community on Very Amusing. You can follow Andrew Barth Feldman throughout the internet, but definitely stay tuned to see what show or thing he might be doing next, because I had the opportunity to see Andrew perform live. I went to Little Shop of Horrors when I was in New York. Oh gosh, that must have been last summer. And hearing Andrew sing live, it's like one of the seven wonders of the world. If Soarin' could allow you to see a musical performance, it would be Andrew singing live. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So make sure to follow Andrew Barth Feldman at AndrewBFeldman_ on Instagram. And seriously, if you have the opportunity to see Andrew perform live or see a movie that Andrew is in, ooh boy, you gotta check it out. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, and rate and follow us on Spotify. Spotify keeps being like, girly, please put video clips up, and I promise I am working on it. I also have assured everyone that I will put up a full Epic Universe episode, but honestly, I just don't have, like, the computer RAM to make it happen. I try to edit video and my computer is like, like it just moves so slow. So I'm doing my best, but I have to clear files off my computer to make that happen. And that by itself, loading those on the hard drive takes a long time. I'm working on it. It's a big project. I'm so sorry. I I'm supposed to be writing and then I started blabbing and I don't know how to do video stuff. I'm doing my best. Hopefully it is coming. And so hopefully Spotify for Creators, which is the title of the emails they send me regularly. Hopefully that automated service will give me a break. You can give us a call at 747-CHURROS. I want to hear your calls. We are finishing up a Churros Hotline episode, which will be coming out in the next few weeks. We have a bunch of great calls, but if you have any burning questions or just theme park planning advice, or you're like, should I go to this restaurant or this restaurant, or tips for navigating Disney World, please call in. I would be happy to answer them. And no question is too strange, which we have proven here on Very Amusing. No question is too strange. If you are planning a trip to Disneyland, Disney World, an international park, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney, which, it's been a long time. I got to get back on one of those. Please reach out to Mouse Fan Travel. They will help you for free. That's it. That's the log line there. They're going to help you plan your trip, and they're not going to charge you a single penny to do so. They're also really, really helpful for if you're trying to figure out dates, if you have flexibility, because navigating the website to compare different dates in a range with different hotel rooms and different configurations takes hours. years, and they have better access to that information. They can provide you more clarity, and they can help you be on your way to planning a trip without wasting so much time on that go.com platform. They also plan Epic Universe stuff, so if you're working on that, I know a lot of people who are kind of new to all things Epic maybe don't realize like certain hotels at Universal come with Express Pass complimentary with their room. So if you compare the ticket prices with staying at certain hotels, it might be more beneficial to spend more on a hotel because then you'll save on Express Pass if you're going to buy it anyway. This is what a travel agent will help you with. So please be sure to reach out to Mouse Fan Travel and they will help you. They'll help you with it all. Follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet and join the FOMALY at facebook.com/group/Carly Wiesel. And I know we haven't spoke about it in a moment, but the group trip is being planned. It is happening. We cannot announce the date just yet, but it is coming in a few weeks. I promise, I promise, I promise. And you will have plenty of time to get your travel situated for it. Subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month, at Carly Wiesel. We're hanging out. We're gabbing. We're having a good time. It's just nice to be, it just feels like whispering to a friend, and I love that, and I am so grateful that it exists on that Instagram platform. And if you are able to join, I know there's an error that we're, listen, I might have a meta contact now, so I'm gonna try to worm my way into being like, please put me in touch with someone who can fix this bug in my Instagram account. I have so many bugs in it. So anyway, if you can't join, I'm sorry, I'm working on it on the back end. And if you can, 99 cents a month. It's so much fun. I mean, like, you can't really get anything for 99 cents these days. And if I was good at business, I'd raise the price, but I'm not. And I just want to hang out with my internet friends. So 99 cents, it will remain. This episode was edited melodically by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, honey. Oh, my God. This episode was so good. It went by so fast, like an hour 20 or something like that. It went by so fast. I loved it. You, Maddie, and David are just great together. You are so funny. I'm still laughing. I cannot stop laughing about Maddie's tire rolling off onto the highway and her saying, weird, look, there's a tire rolling down the highway. And Jason saying, I think that's yours, homie. I cannot stop laughing. That was the best. Anyway, back to popcorn, which I always end up going back to. I have a couple of buckets that I bought for souvenirs, but taking them home is just so much trouble. They don't fit in my luggage. And by the time I come home, my bags are overstuffed anyway. But somehow, Carly, this message is for you. That Mickey bucket, the talking one that's coming out for the 70th, I have to have that one. Please get that for me if you see it. I love it. When I was in Disney World with you and I purchased my refillable popcorn bucket, I hate when I can't, like, fit it in the luggage and take it home, so I throw it out every time, and it upsets me. But then I saw this woman in line, and she had the coolest bucket, and I've never seen it. And she said, oh, this is from years and years and years ago. I use it every time I get a refill. I bring it. I'm like, what? You can bring your old bucket? You don't have to pay that exorbitant amount of money to get a bucket? And she said, no, I use the same one for like 10 years. So I did not fact check it, but she said it, so I believe it. And she was in back of me, and it worked. She refilled it, so I did see it. This was the best episode. I had so much fun between the awards and Manny, and oh my gosh, they are just so funny. I loved it. David was great. You were great. The three of you together were wonderful. I love this episode. All right, sweetie, I'll talk to you next week. I love you, and I love you, Pearl. Bye-bye.